This is Warrior Talk, your information and inspirational business podcast from the community of entrepreneurs at freeenterprisewarriors.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes.
And I'm Dave Jenks.
Mr. Jenks, I understand that Keller Williams Realty is about to announce that they're number one in America. And I know you were with them for many, many years. What do you think about that?
I think it will be exciting when that is announced. Of course, it hasn't been officially announced at this point. Maybe it will be at the upcoming family reunion. I've heard the same rumors you have. But it will be an exciting time in the history of Keller Williams. Back in the early 2000s, maybe 2003, 2004, we predicted it would happen sometime between 2010 and 2012. So here we are. And I think that they, as a company, wanted to be very, very clear that their measure of being number one was clearly established before they went out to the public and announced it, because it's a big deal. And I remember back when I was with Century 21 and RE/MAX announced it was number one, there was a big legal fight between Century 21 and RE/MAX, which, by the way, interestingly, RE/MAX won, about who was number one. And so I think they wanted to wait for that. So it's exciting news, Matt. And I think that, you know, it's well-earned. It's a tremendous accomplishment. Early in the early days of Keller Williams, when somebody would say, well, I've never heard of this company, Keller Williams, you know, we taught people to say, well, let me tell you about Keller Williams. Keller Williams is the newest, most innovative, fastest growing real estate company in North America. That was the little one liner that you would give to someone. They go, oh, well, that's wow. I didn't know that. Now it's a different one. Keller Williams is the most innovative, the highest rated, and now the largest real estate company in America. See, so you replace what those three are, because the highest rated comes from the fact that J.D. Powers came out at the earlier this year and rated by consumers, their survey of consumers, Keller Williams as the number one rated real estate company for sellers and the number one real estate company for buyers. So now that they can add on top of that being the number one in size, that's kind of a big deal. But the interesting thing, Matt, is even though number one, highly recognized now in the real estate industry and by the general public, I think a lot of people don't really understand the truth about Keller Williams.
What do you mean they don't understand the truth?
There's a truth underneath all of the pizzazz, all of the marketing, all of the presence, all of the market share, all of the technology, which has been really outstanding for agents to use and to reach the public. I think that underneath all of that, even for people, Matt, inside Keller Williams, people who have been with Keller Williams for a while or are just joining them and they like being with Keller Williams and they have a good feel about the company, I still don't think they understand the truth of Keller Williams.
And I could see that, Dave, but what I'm asking, what do you mean? What deep down do you mean is this truth about Keller Williams that you're thinking about?
The truth is of how well it's put together, how well originally, back in the late 80s, early 90s, Gary Keller in his gathering together of his best agents, how well they designed this company and how beautifully when he added Mo Anderson in and Mo hired me back in the mid 90s, how those models got crafted and laid a foundation for what would really be then the company of destiny in the real estate industry. So a lot of people don't understand these fundamental truths, right? They think of profit share, but what I think of is a smart economic model. This company is built on the smartest way to distribute the money. Because it's true to the real estate industry, Matt. The real estate industry is a local industry driven by individual real estate agents with their reputation and sphere of influence in the local market. That's just what it is. So all of these franchisors and national companies that try and pretend they are the brand and they are the go-to name for customers, they miss it. They just miss it. And of course, they try and keep more of the money. So on two ends, the branding and on how the economics work, these other companies miss it where Keller Williams nails it. Because what they understand is they don't do any national advertising. Why? Because advertising and promotion is local and it's done through the real estate agent. The company will build its market share based on reputation. And that reputation will be based on the number of yard signs and who has the best agents. So over time, as Keller Williams has attracted to it the best real estate agents, then it's brought with it the reputation and the recognition of the consumer. It starts there on the marketing end. A lot of these other national companies spend millions and millions of dollars branding and naming themselves. Keller Williams doesn't spend any money on that. They let the local agents brand the company. But the economics of it underneath it, the economic model of Keller Williams is so business smart. Here's why. Most of the money stays with the person who generates it, which is the real estate agent. The powerful thing in Keller Williams is that Generally, you know, the research I've done over time shows that about 81 to 82% of the commission stays with the real estate agent in Keller Williams, whereas in the industry, the standard is about 65%. Now, there's all different kinds of companies with all different kinds of commission splits, but across the board in the RealTrends 500, top 500 companies, the research they did said that on average, 65% of the commission goes to the agent, 35% to the company. In Keller Williams, 81% goes to the agent. The next place the model is so smart from a business point of view is that the national company and its regions only keeps 3% of the commissions as royalties to them, both the regions and the international company. Now, it's collected like other companies collected at 6%, but it's capped every year, and that's capped at $3,000. So an agent who joins Keller Williams pays a lot less to the national company. Well, the intelligent part of this, Matt, is that being affiliated with a great national real estate company like Keller Williams has certain advantages. But if you're a top producing agent, those advantages don't increase with your production. They're just fundamentally a sound reason to be with the company. So if you keep charging 6 or 7 or 8% of the total commissions to the agent just to be with the national affiliated company, what you do is you reduce the value to them, because they're paying too much. But in Keller Williams, it caps at $3,000. So an agent knows it's not going to cost them much to take advantage of all the things they get in Keller Williams. And then the final element of this business model that's just brilliant, Matt, is the fact that the market centers, the local offices, run on a standard chart of accounts with high accountability. They all report on the same proprietary accounting and production tracking system so that their profitability is measured, and then almost 50%, typically over 45% of the profits earned in all of the offices in Keller Williams gets put into a pool, which is shared back with the agents who helped grow the company through their relationships and their recruiting. It's a brilliant model at every end of it, from the point of view of what the agent gets to keep, the point of view of how it's run economically, the little bit it costs them to be part of the national company, and then the fact that underneath that all, there is profit sharing. It's just an amazing economic model.
It sounds as if to me, though, while these other companies are doing all this bigger stuff, Keller Williams really gets very detailed about every little aspect of running this business to make sure it flows so well. Why aren't people talking more about that then?
I think because it's not typical marketing hype. Anything that's intelligent, Matt, takes too long to explain to make it easy to market. You can listen to the rumors or you can profit from the truth, right? We used to say things like that because we knew that we needed to catch people's attention. Then we could explain to them how profit sharing works. But the thing is, Matt, I think that any great business model, it takes work behind the scenes. It takes work underneath to lay out this foundation of intelligence, business intelligence, that then makes the company great. And then people say, oh, I just love being there. Oh, it's a great culture. Oh, I love that. All the education I need, I get there. Oh, I love the energy of the company. By the way, when I talk to people and tell them that I'm in charge of my own business and can make my own decisions, my customers really like it. When I tell them that I'm a partner in the company and I get to share in the profits, they go, of course, you should. You're one of the best agents there are. All of these things can come out in more, I'll call it normal language. And most agents who really are long-term with Keller Williams and really have studied it, they do express it in these ways. It's just that it takes a while to understand it. In fact, Matt, there are 7 fundamental models underneath Keller Williams that drive it to be the great company that it is.
Tell me a little bit more about these 7 models, if you can touch on them maybe a little briefly so we understand it a little more.
I can, and I'll do it very briefly. First, I already described the economic model, that it's an economic model that drives toward profit sharing, that lets agents really build a company inside the company, that sends them passive profit share income, not only for a short term, but for the rest of their life and onto their estate. It is truly a source of passive business income. So that's model number one, the economic profit sharing model. Model number two is the real estate sales business model. In other words, Keller Williams has studied the real estate game. It knows how it's played at the highest level. And all of our best-selling books, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, Shift, you know, the 12 Tactics of Top Agents in Tough Times, Your First Home, all of these great books that have been written by Gary Keller and me and Jay Papasan, those books represent the wisdom we have about how real estate is done. And then, of course, within Keller Williams, only for people inside Keller Williams. They get to learn and use all the systems. So we believe in the real estate sales game, and we believe in turning it into a business. We are not corporate people trying to brand name and capture the consumer and don't really care about the real estate agent. We care about the real estate agent. We know that's where the game is played. The third model is what we call the organizational leadership model, and that is all decision-making in Keller Williams is shared with our agent leaders. The top 20% of our agents get to be part of a thing called the Agent Leadership Council at each one of our offices, and they help make the decisions that are made. And at the international level, this kind of comes up through regional ALCs and then all the way to the International Agent Leadership Council. No change can be made to the profit share system or to anything significant in Keller Williams without the approval and the involvement of that Agent Leadership Council. So there's this leadership feedback loop inside the company, and the building of leaders from the ground up, not from the top down, the training and development of leaders right from the grassroots. So that's the third model. The fourth model is what we call our synergistic recruiting growth model. Synergistic recruiting growth model. And that means any company that's going to be good has to grow. That's why Keller Williams is going to name itself number one. That's why it came out of nowhere and is now going to be number one in America and probably ultimately number one in the world. And the reason is because they grow and they know that growth happens by recruiting. That is, by bringing the best new agents to the industry into your company and then the best experienced agents, bringing them over to your company. And there's only one way that happens, Matt. Relationships. People don't come because you market to them. People come because they know people in your company. They like them. They want to be in business with them. They're referred and attracted to your company by those agents. So the profit share system rewards those agents who use their influence and relationships to bring their friends and best agents into Keller Williams. That's a smart way to grow. That's the intelligent way to grow. The fifth one is we have a learning-based educational model. That is, we have become, as a company, masters at adult education. We've gotten all kinds of awards for it through our MAPS coaching program, through our Keller Williams University. We have a whole curriculum. In fact, it's online. It's called KW Connect 24/7. An agent can go and look and watch the best agents in the world give listing presentations, negotiate sales, give buyer rep presentations, talk about how they build their business, talk about how they hired their teams. Gary Keller on Agent Mountain interviews top agents. You get to hear how they got there. It's just this tremendous learning environment. And it goes all the way from this KW Connect and Keller Williams University and the MAPS coaching system. It goes all the way right down into the local office through the team leader and the training program that they put on. The sixth model is called the productivity accountability model, and that is just simply this, Matt. If you are in an independent commission-based business, which is what real estate is, you have to be an achiever. You don't get paid till you get deals done. You only get paid to the level that you get deals done. You only build additional business by referrals, and you have to learn how to be productive. You have to learn how to be a high achiever. You have to be a self-starter, but there's a set of systems that make that possible, and it's called accountability. So we have a whole set of systems and processes in Keller Williams where people get accountability, they get feedback, it makes them more productive. In a sense, Keller Williams is really intelligent about how you maximize your production and how you use accountability to do it. And the final of the seven models is called, and maybe it's the most valuable, it's called the values-based, achievement-focused cultural model. In other words, we believe that a company succeeds if it builds a really good culture where people love to be in business with each other. They take care of each other. They communicate openly and directly with each other. They support each other through teamwork and encouragement. There are nine principles in Keller Williams called the Y4C2Ts. It's nine truths. It's nine rules of engagement in the company that people use to live by. People know that, and they can say it, and they love being in a company that has that kind of values-based system. But it's not just warm, feel-good, huggy, kissy kind of environment. It is positive, and it is warm and caring, but it's also achievement-focused. There are six personal perspectives that have been with the company since the mid-1990s. Those six personal perspectives drive people who want to be high achievers. And they're inherently reinforced in the culture of the company. So really you have that. You have the economic model, the sales business model, the leadership model, the recruiting growth model, the educational model, the productivity model, and then, of course, the values-based cultural model. Those things, Matt, are the truth that sit underneath Keller Williams and give it muscle and tenacity and staying power and, of course, have catapulted it to number one in the real estate industry.
And I think that's a great list there of things that make Keller Williams very different than the competition. And there's so much of it now. There's Century 21, Prudential, Coldwell, Remax. And you go to a NAR convention at DC for their mid-year, or you go to the main one in Vegas at the end of the year, and you see all these new companies that are coming up thanks to technology. It's expanding constantly. How has Keller Williams been able to grow so quickly and to be able to do so to, at the top of the industry with all this other competition that's out there?
It found the fresh air. It found the opening in the canopy, all these big trees of, you know, Remax 100% company, all the corporate stuff with Century 21, Prudential, then taken over by Realogy, you know, Cendant, then Realogy, and now they're corporately owned, Wall Street driven, these big corporate entities, and then also the multi-office independents that are regional. What Keller Williams found was that there was a slot, and it was an unused slot, an opening. The old companies, we'll call them traditional companies, where the owner drove everything and kept most of the money and made the decisions. That was the traditional model. And that's what you find with Prudential, Coldwell Banker, and those kind of traditional big companies, whether they're franchises or they're corporately owned, like Coldwell Banker, like a lot of the Coldwell Bankers. Then you got the independent model. So we had the dependent traditional model. And then you got the independent, the desk fee model, the rent-a-desk model. And that was really Realty Executives out of Arizona, and Remax is the one that took that big. But really what they did was they were just a discount model. It's cheap. It don't cost you much to be here. We don't get in your way, but we don't do anything much for you. We have a place for you to work and a brand you can work under. But you then everything else you're going to provide for yourself. But what the one opening wasn't there was what Gary Keller calls the interdependent model, where we are partners. So the agent and the owners and the franchisor are partners. They co-venture things together. They don't create independence or dependence. They create interdependence. They work like a team. And that opening just drove it. And of course, profit share is the most tangible form of how that shows up. But so is the sharing and learning that takes place in Keller Williams University and the mega camp and all the places where agents come and tell each other how they succeed and all how that's done through the MAPS coaching program. And then also, it shows up in the culture. It's not a closed door, stay away from me, I do my own business, I hold it close to my vest, like you find with the independent companies. It's not my way or the highway, or just here, do it my way, I make all the decisions, which is the traditional dependent model. It's really this partnership model that has given it muscle. Now, you've mentioned a lot of other companies coming into the business, Matt, and they are one of two forms in my experience. They are people who are trying to clone Keller Williams. So you'll see a little profit sharing thing of a different version like Exit or Next Stage or one of those. Or they try and say they're going to be the new technology firm like Better Homes and Gardens and some others. So they try and get niche. But the thing is, they don't have and don't build these seven models. And one of the things that happens when someone gets there first and they get all of the foundation laid, because it doesn't happen easily. I promise you, I was there during the building a lot of this. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to make mistakes and you have to put things in place. The momentum that Keller Williams has in its education, in its culture, in its profit sharing, in its economics, all of these realms, it's really almost impossible for someone now to duplicate it. It is almost impossible, not at the level Keller Williams is doing it.
You were with Keller Williams leadership for 12 years, and I know you haven't been with them since about, I think it was 2009. Why did you leave?
It was right time. It was the right time. We had done the work. We had laid the foundation. We had written 5 best-selling books. Keller Williams University was built. It was growing. Other people were leading it. Diana was on board building the MAPS coaching program. We had Mark Willis and Mary Tennant in as the executive leaders of Keller Williams. And it was just time, Matt, to follow my heart. And my heart led 2 directions. One was to Lori Hathorn and to join her up in New York and then build our life together. And the other was that my heart and my mind was ready for a new adventure. I love real estate. I was in it for 30 plus years. I love Keller Williams, of course. It's the greatest company ever invented in the history of the real estate industry, and it will prove itself to be that, and it is proving itself to be that. But it was time now for me for a new venture. So I, as you know, went and formed freeenterprisewarriors.com, which is to take these wonderful business lessons that I've learned and share it now with a broader group of entrepreneurs, not just real estate people. I still do training in real estate for Keller Williams. I still have ownership of two offices in Keller Williams. There's no other real estate company that I have any interest in affiliating with. But I will tell you this, I love working with entrepreneurs and I love taking what we've learned. And as you know, in my audiobook that came out this summer, Free Enterprise Warriors, The Path of Courageous Entrepreneurs, I outlined the five skills that entrepreneurs need to build a successful business. I just love doing that. My leaving was really about what I want, where I wanted to go, not wanting to leave Keller Williams. My heart is always with and will always be with Keller Williams.
Dave, thanks so much for taking time to tell us about the truth of Keller Williams. Some great information.
Thank you, Matt.
You can learn more about Dave's audio ebook, which you just mentioned, at our website, freeenterprisewarriors.com, available as an audio download. You can also listen to previous episodes of this podcast, Warrior Talk, there, all at freeenterprisewarriors.com. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes. Onward.